All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Lust Theory, so let's go ahead and get started. What girl did we have? Well, is it Zoe? Next to her locker in the morning. Let's go for it. Town map.
Doing everything exactly the same. You're back at the party and met with the same choice, except this time you know better.
So what do we do?
No flippin' way am I taking her with us again. I just gotta think of a good excuse for it. I don't think it's smart to move her around too much right now. Come on, Grim, think!
So, what do you suggest?
We put her to bed here and come back for her later when she's feeling better?
Zoe clasps her hands in excitement.
Good plan!
It is? Sounds like a load of bullshit, even to me. And what's with Zoe? She's worried sick moments ago and now she's ready to ditch Megan just like that. Women, I'll never understand them.
Hurry, help me get her up.
Trying to be as inconspicuous as possible, the two of you drag Megan to an empty room.
I mean, at least she's on a bed, so she'll be fine. I'm feeling triggered a little. Well, not me, the character, I guess.
She'll be okay.
And why do I feel guilty? Is this really okay?
It's definitely not, but I really want to be alone with him. So we can...
I can't tell him that. He'll think less of me for sure if I say that.
If you think we should take her home, we can.
It's not that. I thought you'd be against the idea, honestly.
It doesn't feel right, but... I really want to spend more time with you. And I want him to if you think we...
I feel the same. I don't want our time to be cut short like this.
Those words are exactly what Zoe wanted to hear all night.
So, how about we go hang out some more and come back for her later, like you suggested?
Deal.
Leaving Megan behind, you and Zoe walk outside. Fresh air doing wonders for your mood.
I mean, did you see her? She got so plastered.
Yeah.
Something must have happened. She never drinks like this.
She was normal last time I talked to her. I can't tell Zoe the truth.
Yeah, and she mentioned you.
From how she's eyes you, you're sure what Zoe's about to ask.
Hey, I love you.
Where did that come from?
I just like saying it.
You're really random, you know that?
You like it, don't lie.
Shut up! Anyway, I'll talk to Megan tomorrow when she sobers up.
If tomorrow ever even comes.
You and Zoe jump back, panicked it'll hit you. It drives up the curb, breaking the bumper a little.
What the fuck?
Is he okay?
Motherfuck. Fucking piece of shit. Yeah. Mickey. Who's there?
You know him?
Sort of.
Mickey notices you and comes over.
My neck. Man, are you crazy? My back.
Like my put.
Oh, hello there, pretty lady. Yep. Dude. Huh? Oh, shit. Hick. Valet service? Hick. These guys must be loaded. Valet service. Catch. Huh? Oh, also, hick. Find a good spot, please. Damn.
Completely oblivious, Mickey walks past you and goes into the house.
Did he just leave you his car keys?
Looks like it. Are we too sober or are people just too drunk?
Who cares? We have a car!
It's a really nice car, too. Wonder how Mickey can afford it with his cashier salary.
Can you drive?
Yeah, you?
Yep. Wanna go for a ride?
You mean take his car?
We wouldn't be taking it. We'd be borrowing it. And then park it somewhere.
Quiet?
What dirty things are you thinking of?
No, I...
You better be gentle.
She's directly insinuating going somewhere and doing it in the car. Where are the cameras? This has to be a prank.
So, what do you say?
He did say to park it somewhere.
Exactly.
Who's driving?
You can decide.
Let's see you at work, babe.
Babe? Ooh! If you must know, my instructor praised me for my control over the stick.
I bet he did.
Idiot. I'll show you.
Oh, I hope you do.
You're unbelievable!
Getting in the car, Zoe puts the keys in, starting the engine.
Ready to be amazed?
Go for it!
The car roars as Zoe takes off. In seconds, you're cruising the streets like maniacs.
Bet she drives better than I do in Cyberpunk, that's for sure.
And after a few moments...
Woo!
How about slowing it down a bit? No, she drives about like I do in Cyberpunk. She's pushing it way over the speed limit.
Scared?
Of course not. The day's gonna reset even if I die in a car crash, but still.
Why so pale then?
Stop analyzing my complexion and watch the road! It would still be painful as fuck!
Even drifting a little.
Okay now. Fuck! Does this woman think she's a fucking race car driver?
You sure sound confident.
Tony Stark got nothing on me.
Geeky reference.
Don't offend Tony like that.
My apologies.
What about Iron Man? Hands on the wheel!
Hey, do you hear a thumping sound?
Probably my heart trying to jump out of my chest.
I swear I heard something weird. So, how about I help you relax a bit?
Grab the stick.
Oh.
Not that stick. Watch out.
Shit!
Fuck!
Uncontrollably, it smashes against a brick wall.
Ouch, how'd you manage that, lady?
Your head hits the side window, making you black out.
I'm alive!
After taking a second to calm down.
Hurt a lot less than I expected it to. I'm never letting Zoe drive again, crazy woman.
Repeating all the steps you did last time, you're back to the wrong choice you made last time.
You can decide.
I'm driving! Definitely! Give me the damn keys, you crazy let's hurry!
Okay. Why are you getting so worked up? Scared of a woman behind the wheel?
Yeah, because I already saw what happened. Of course not. Just a nice car, and I really want to give it a go.
Fine.
Fine, I'll believe you.
Like hell, it's because of that. Death is not part of my plans today. Even though the day still resets, it hurts like a motherfucker.
Actually, think I drove a similar one during my driving ed.
Really?
Even passed on my first try.
I don't know what she gave her driving instructor to pass, but it must have been something fucking amazing.
The two of you get in the car and take off. Zoe joyfully opens her window, feeling the wind in her hair. And after a while...
Woohoo! Faster!
That seals it. My girlfriend's crazy.
How dare you! God, it feels amazing when he calls me that. What makes me so crazy?
You're an adrenaline junkie, woman.
Again? How dare you? I just like the rush.
And what did I say?
Shut up.
So, where do you want to go?
To the moon.
Calm down, astronaut.
To the stars.
How about a vacant road in the woods? Honestly, I can't blame her for saying that. Hey, how about a vacant road in the woods where there's nobody for fucking miles? If you don't give me a better idea, I'm afraid so.
Then how about I give you some inspiration?
You really are crazy, huh? Although I don't really hate this kind of crazy. You want us to fly off the road?
Best drivers are born under pressure. Why is he fighting me on this anyway? I thought this was every guy's dream.
Yeah, but he can drive real well. You truly are crazy.
And you're about to experience something they call roadhead.
Roadhead, huh?
Without letting you object again, Zoe pulls your cock out, making it spring up.
Lord, he can knock her out with that. Zoe.
Ignoring you, she starts stroking your shaft.
Oh, should I stop? Thought so.
Better do a good job so I don't regret it.
Prepare to get your mind blown.
Well, he's not just going to get his mind blown, but other things are going to be blown as well, as we're seeing right here. She did it so suddenly. Shit. Fuck, Zoe.
You just watched the road.
Well, I'm going to try to. Damn it, Zoe. How does she actually expect me to concentrate on anything else?
Almost savagely, Zoe's mouth plays on your cock, bringing you almost to the edge with every slurp.
Crap!
I'm getting so turned on. Just a little longer, and we'll be moving to much more fun.
If you continue, I'll... Why'd you stop?
Don't want you coming so soon. I want us to have a lot more fun. There's not enough space, though. It might be tricky.
I'll figure it out.
Instantly, you swerve off the road, stopping at the first possible spot. Some cars honk at the abruptness of your actions, but you ignore them.
Hey, asshole!
And I'm crazy.
Heard you needed more space, so I had to assist.
Flirting along the way, the two of you get out of the car.
Here. Space.
And what if someone sees us?
Didn't you say something about being an adrenaline junkie?
You're the one who said it.
Was I wrong, though?
You were. It's not the adrenaline.
Booze?
No.
Midlife crisis?
We haven't reached our 20s yet.
If you die in your 40s, technically your 20s are when...
God. It's because of you.
Me?
Yeah, I'm so happy right now and I can't hide it.
I'm so excited.
I can't even think straight.
And I just can't hide it.
All I can think about is you.
Zoe's rant leaves her breathless.
Well, he's not saying anything. Why isn't he saying anything?
Oh, wow. Because, look, Godzilla.
Is he even breathing? Shit, did I freak him out?
How's this fair? My confession's shit now compared to yours.
What?
Forget it. I'll just have to show you.
Without saying anything else, you bring Zoe into your embrace with a kiss.
Oh, isn't that nice?
How about...
we get married?
No.
A little early for that.
How about we continue our joyride?
You want to go home?
Not that joyride.
Grabbing hold of her skirt, Zoe shows you exactly what joyride she was referring
okay.
to.
Okay. She meant anal, because of course she did.
Here, I'll start. Watch closely. You'll need to continue.
Slowly, she slides a finger into herself.
It's a mini game that you don't want to fuck up. What happened to Zoe in the last few hours? I mean, look at her. She's acting like a sex-depraved slut. I love it! Okay. Wow, we've got an entire scene here.
You can click on the next animation whenever you're ready.
Are you watching?
I'm very much enjoying the show, yes.
Zoe opens her legs wider, giving you a better look.
Her pussy looks so fucking delicious. It's magically delicious.
Yes. Fuck me. Yes.
Zoe, I'm barely controlling myself over here. Come over here.
Guiding Zoe over to the front of the car. You push her onto the cold metal, excitement too overwhelming to take things slow anymore.
Slow is not in your dictionary, is it?
No, but if you want to see my dictionary...
In 1 second, you're behind Zoe, positioning your cock on her entrance.
You made me like this. Now, take responsibility.
Thrusting your hips, you push your cock deep down her hot pussy.
Yes.
They never say, fuck me softer. It's never, fuck me gently. Fuck me sweetly. No! Hard as you can go, damn it! That I will.
Obediently, you grasp Zoe's ass tighter, thrusting your hips even harder.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Fuck it. Do it harder.
Harder now. Does she think I'm a fucking drill? I'm already pounding her ass like crazy.
Harder.
Zoe bounces her ass against your dick, pushing your dick completely inside each time.
Fuck!
Fuck. Yes! Fuck! More!
What does this woman want from me?
You bring her leg up, granting your dick more access.
What are you doing?
Giving you exactly what you asked for.
Oh, fuck!
Yow! She's definitely getting it.
That's hitting for... Oh, fuck!
I mean, if you really wanted me to do the... Ah, there you go. I mean, but honestly, it's not necessary.
I can't keep my legs up.
You let her leg fly down as you flip her, now with her back laying on the hood.
Yeah, don't flip her too hard. Might break her back on that fucking car.
You don't stop your movement as Zoe basks in unimaginable amounts of pleasure.
Damn. I'd be afraid she'd slide off.
Yes. Fuck. Yes.
Shit, you like that? Okay, she's definitely gonna fall off now.
And you wrap arms around them as your balls continue slapping against Zoe's asshole, and your dick rams into her pussy.
I'm sweating like crazy.
I'm close.
Good Lord, you'd better be. Most women had already gone about two or three times by now. Me too. She's quite pleased.
Yes.
Fuck.
Zoe flinches as her orgasm destroys what's left of her sanity.
Zoe, I'm God. Well, I don't know if that's part of the story.
You ride out your own climax, letting your load fly deep down Zoe's pussy.
Damn!
Yeah.
Pushing your dick out, the mixture of your juices starts dripping out.
Fuck! I came inside. Uh-oh.
Did you come inside me?
Yeah. If she doesn't kill me now...
Zoe crashes back on the hood, exhausted.
It's okay. I'll let you off the hook this time. I'd be lying if I said it didn't feel absolutely amazing.
Seriously?
Why are you so surprised? I'm not telling him that, of course. We're dating.
Does it really work like that?
People will surprise you. Suddenly, a police siren echoes, making you realize the patrol coming your way.
Hey there, son. You got a permit to film this little porno movie? It's gonna wind up on the OnlyFans? Crap! It's the cops! Cheese it!
Shit.
immediately start frantically getting dressed.
Fuck!
It's okay. Just cover your ass and they'll have nothing on us.
But it's not our car.
Oh, fuck. You're right.
Fuck this. Zoe, what's 1 divided by 0?
Using your newfound power, you manage to stop time. Grabbing Zoe and carrying her like a sack of potatoes, you throw her in the car. Just as time unfreezes, you start the car and act like nothing happened. Since the cops were far away enough to not see you having sex, they just ignore you.
Well, where? What?
This is a dream.
Huh? But when did I fall asleep?
Don't question it, or you'll wake up.
Damn, you're right.
Boy. She'll be one of them women. My husband gaslit me all the time. Well, probably because you made it so easy. I mean, damn. He constantly gaslit me and I never knew it. Well, yeah. That's not to take advantage of somebody. I don't believe in that. But of course, it is pretty damn funny. She's like, yeah, you know, I don't want to chance it if it is a dream. I remember one time a friend of mine said, he's a different person now, but he told me, he said, one time I got this girl in high school to believe that there was a gas leak and everybody's sick because of it. And she said, oh, yeah, that makes sense. That's exactly what's going on. That's why I feel bad. And in reality, there wasn't a gas leak. He was just able to get her to believe that there was a gas leak. And that's why everybody was sick or feeling bad at the time. She said she even believed that she was starting to feel bad. Oh, I you get somebody. That's basically when you tell somebody. Well, I mean, it's literally called gaslighting somebody, but yeah. It's like, hey, there's... Basically, you're saying this room is poisonous. It's like, oh, yeah, that's why I'm starting to itch, and something's wrong. Even though the room is not poisonous, there's nothing wrong with it. The person has been told something, so they assume that something is happening to them. The sun is a little closer to the earth right now, so that's why you've got a sunburn, something like that. You've got a hard, I'm not real good at it at this time of night, but yeah, with the right amount of sleep and that sort of thing, I would probably be able to make up some really good ones. Ouch! It's not
a dream.
Why'd you pinch me? You're supposed to do that to yourself.
This works too.
I gotta say, this is one of the weirdest days so far.
Yeah. Wait a second. You still didn't tell me how the hell did I go from laying on the hood to sitting here?
You really want to know? Fuck, I gotta think up an excuse.
Yes, that's why I asked.
Do you really, really want to know? Gotta buy time until I think of something.
Just tell me.
A light bulb. A glorious light bulb suddenly gives you a perfect excuse.
Okay. Perfect excuse. You fainted the moment you came, okay? I didn't know what to do, so I just carried you into the car. Happy now? Guess I'm lucky she doesn't remember the cops.
Completely believable.
What? Oh, God.
Obviously believable enough. The sheer embarrassment of what she just heard is enough to quiet Zoe down for the rest of the ride. You go back to the party, get Megan, and drive everyone home. Leaving Mickey's car in the driveway, you head in. Finally reaching your room, you jump in bed and force yourself to sleep. Waking up freshly rested, your spine cracks as you stretch your arms to the ceiling.
Yet again, another Friday.
With a smile on your face, you relish in the coldness of the floor, stretching your toes in delight.
What to do?
You walk over to your desk, humming a random tune. Instinctively grabbing the phone, you squint your sleepy eyes.
Why couldn't I have changed the light settings yesterday? In my defense, I didn't expect the day to continue.
A notification glows in the far corner, and you nod knowingly.
That must be the text that Zoe mentioned. How didn't I notice it before?
Once the text pops open, you smile at its adorable content.
Can't wait for tonight!
Come find me at college, so we can make plans.
Scrolling further down, your attention goes solely on the picture Zoe sent.
Does she know that half of her ass is out? Yep, that's why she sent it to you. What am I saying? Of course she knows.
There. So you can find me more easily.
I don't see how that'll help. But I don't mind seeing a fine piece of ass first thing in the morning.
As you are about to turn your phone off.
Watch
in horror as the screen glitches out of control.
What's happening?
Panic strikes hard. You throw the phone, it landing on the edge of the table, and falling behind the desk.
Shit, don't tell me it broke.
Frantically dropping to your knees, you try retrieving it.
Hope it didn't break. But what the fuck was that?
Unable to reach your phone due to it being stuck, a frustrated groan escapes your throat.
Just move the desk. You've got to be fucking kidding me.
You grab the desk tightly, desperately pulling it away from its position, but in vain.
What? Damn you, Elizabeth, and your earthquake prevention obsession.
Landing on your ass with a thud, you stare at the perfectly fixated desk in utter annoyance.
Of all the things, of all the places I could have dropped it.
Through it. The challenge of getting it back, proving to be a hard one. You debate on taking the easy way out.
Do I even need it? I mean, I'll just get it back tomorrow when the day repeats again. Although a lot of creepy things are happening lately.
The slightest thought about your predicament doesn't help with your current mood, so you tuck the sour thoughts deep down.
Whatever. I'm not in the mood to stress about it. I'll just go on without my phone today.
Getting up to your feet, your resolve doesn't last long. The itching feeling in the back of your head, preventing you from leaving your phone stuck like it is.
Damn it!
Coming to level with the wooden object, you devise a plan to set your phone free.
Maybe. If I push this part really hard, it'll maybe break out from its hold?
Going with the only smart idea, you thought of...
Success!
Although your phone holds the priority, your attention shifts. A dusty picture now lays before you. But despite the abnormal amount of dust, the memory presented on it is already clear to you.
Wow!
As you remove the extra layer of gray off, a nostalgic feeling courses through your body.
How did this end up here?
Scanning the photograph, you reminisce the times when you, Megan, and Zoe graduated from high school.
Ow. High school. I remember how shocked everyone was when I graduated. Hell, I still don't believe it myself!
You take your phone out of its imprisonment, but the picture still holds your entire attention.
Look at us. We've really been friends for a long time. Can't believe we're still going strong.
It doesn't take long for guilt to replace the feeling of warmth.
Will we be able to stay friends after everything I've done so far? I mean, not like they remember all the shit I've done. And I'm not gonna lie and say I regret doing what I did. But would going further ruin the friendship we have?
Being met with a hard decision, you end up coming to an obvious conclusion.
There's no way we can go back to how we were if I continue acting like a horny asshole. I know there's a small chance for the day to actually continue, seeing how many times it repeated already, but that small percent is still there. And add all the crazy shit that's been happening. What is this, God? Why are you guilt-tripping me with this? And why now? I still didn't get my threesome. When I'm this close to actually getting it. This picture, it's screwing with me. I won't let it mess with my head.
Let your selfish nature show and get ready to rip the picture in half, but find yourself unable to.
I can't.
You neatly put the photograph next to your computer, hating yourself and your morality.
God, this better get me into heaven or else I swear.
In a matter of minutes, You get dressed and get ready to start the day with a new, annoyingly moral approach.
I can already tell Megan won't like the new me.
Knowing the following events won't be easy to deal with, you head downstairs, headstrong. Halting at the entrance of the kitchen, you close your eyes in bliss. The smell of Megan's cooking, making you smile despite your unwilling resolve.
You're really good at this.
Oh, it's just you. You scared me.
Oh, please. You and Zoe used to scare me all the time back in the day. Or will you lie and say you don't remember?
I remember. So weird of him to mention that. One time you even pissed your pants.
What? That's a lie!
Oh, right. You said it was juice.
It was just juice.
Uh-huh. Likely story.
Oh, so you want me to dig up your dirty past? Of all of the mistakes.
What mistakes? You know I was, and still am, the golden child.
Ha! There's a reason you were called that. You took all of stepmother's gold to buy yourself the newest doll.
The salesman tricked me.
Into stealing gold? You even got the poor man to lower the price. I bet he got fired right after that.
Stop teasing me. You weren't innocent yourself.
Oh, I know I wasn't. Never said I was, though.
We really were crazy back then.
You can say that again. Good times.
She eyes you suspiciously, the smile on your face not sitting right with her.
Okay. That's where we're gonna leave off for now, guys. We'll have more Lust Theory next Tuesday, right? Alright, so I'll see you guys then. This is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here.